What's up, y'all? How y'all doing today? Today, while I was at work, I learned a very valuable lesson, and it seems to be a lesson that I have to keep learning and relearning. And it was not seeking other people's validation. I mean, at first you tell yourself that, right? Oh, I'm the head, you know what? I'm the head woman, I'm the head man. You know, I got this. I don't need nobody's approval. I don't need nobody's validation. And you convince yourself of that, and you tell yourself of that. And when you're in your own element, you're focused, you're driven, you know what you want to do, you walk with a purpose. You're not in for giggling with the rest of the crowd while you're at work, while you're at school, while you're in your business. You're just focused on your craft, focused on your work, separating yourself like E.T. likes to say. But then it sneaks up on you. You know, you get a compliment here or there. People want to be around your energy. Why? Because they realize that you took your energy and your codependence from them to yourself. You gave yourself all your energy. You gave yourself all your power. But we fall, I'll say, sometimes we fall prey to it, to the need for approval, to the need for validation. You get invited to a group chat, you get invited to group events, and it feels good to be accepted. It feels good to be, one of the in crowd, to fit in. Until that day or two comes where now you're not in the in crowd because of jealousy. Someone's jealous of you at work, and so they've got the power of the crowd, and they sway the crowd from you. And then you're back to where you were, not fitting in, alone. Or you start to realize that some of your thought patterns and your principles don't really resonate with the way they are. And that's okay. It's okay to stand apart. Sometimes we forget about this because we want to belong. We want our soul tribe. We want people who we can connect with. It's human nature. But sometimes the best thing is to be in solitude. Not all the time. I don't believe solitude all the time is healthy. But to stay in solitude until you have quality people, quality souls, who resonate with you. You never should have to compromise who you are, what you believe in, just to fit in with the group. Because a lot of times what I notice, by you fitting in with the group, you're actually downing yourself. You're like that eagle thinking that he was a chicken, when all this time he was an eagle and he needed another eagle to tell him that he was an eagle. Man, you can fly. Why are you down here on the ground with a bunch of chickens? And sometimes that's what we do to ourselves. Sometimes it's hard for us to believe we're a lion or we're an eagle or we're a shark. We forget that we're leaders, that we're an uncommon breed. We forget about that. And instead, we decide to stay on the ground like chickens, quack like ducks, okay, when we don't really fit in. Maybe there's a reason you don't fit in. Maybe you vibe higher, you smell better, you think better, you're more efficient. And if you took all of that energy of wanting to be approved, wanting to be validated, and you put that into your own self and take your power back, be assertive, be bold, be confident, be a leader. It's lonely at the top, and heavy is the head that wears the crown. For some of you out there that's been feeling down today, because somebody made you feel less than or made you not feel like you belong part of the group, just remember what I said. You're not supposed to fit in. You're an uncommon breed. Soar like an eagle do. I love y'all. Peace.